Testing, testing.
G kids.
オタク初心者ポッドキャスト。
Hello and welcome to the Otaku Noobs podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Nancy.
We're a podcast that talks about Japan and anime, finally.
Yeah, and anime, finally.
After months
of
taking a break.
Hiatus. Yep, yep.
I've taken a break from anime.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss our Japanese stories.
I mean, we'll keep them coming.
Yeah.
We'll do a little of both.
Yeah.
You know, we're just jumping back into an anime.
The saddest anime.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. Anyway, we'll get into it later.
Yeah, but yeah, welcome all weebs.
Welcome. It's been a while.
Otakus. Mm-hmm. All of y'all.
Hello, everyone.
How's everyone doing?
I hope everyone's doing great.
Yeah, we took Thanksgiving break off and... It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, a lot of
changes. Hello, Mike.
A little dusty.
Yeah, I hope everyone's doing well. We're fine. Same old with us.
Yeah, same old. What's new, Disneyland?
Disneyland. Oh, I have Disney feet and legs right now, and we're about to go back.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see how I'm doing next time.
Tomorrow.
It's good exercise.
It is, though.
It really is. Yeah. I think I did like 17,000 steps.
Nice.
And just, you know.
That, yeah. That walking short, back and forth, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That short time. Mm-hmm. I think I was there for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Just walking around.
Back to the Otaku Noobs podcast.
It's not a pedometer podcast.
Is there a pedometer podcast?
I don't know.
We're about to start one.
There it is. Our long walks.
Look forward to our new latest network.
What we see in our long walks.
Some anime news, Nancy, unless you have anything else.
Your
work podcast, okay?
No. Update, yes. New, not a new job, but, you know, I transferred to a new location, and it's been great.
Freedom is insight.
There it is, yep. Anyway, so back to you, I'll talk
you know who said that? You know who said that? Aaron Yeager said that.
There it is.
I will defeat you with the North. Yeah, today we're talking about 5 meters. Five pedometers per second. But yeah, today we're watching 5 centimeters per second by Motoko Shinkai, the master. We're doing our Motoko Shinkai Christmas 2.0.
We did it last year. Yeah, no, Motoko Shinkai Christmas. It's going to be a...
Get ready to get depressed.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say.
I picked a good one. Anime news. Let's go back. It's some anime news.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Concierge.
I'm out.
All right, everyone. We're talking. Nancy will be back in a moment. But yeah, that show is going to be coming on Netflix. It's going to be a 4-episode ONA. Original net. Animation for you non-weebs out there, Nancy.
No idea.
And it comes out December 28th of this year. It looks adorable. It's gonna follow the concierge. Her name is Haru, and she has a little side duck.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that's you would love side duck. He always has a migraine. Relatable.
I'm trying to get rid of a migraine
relatable.
Right now.
Relatable.
Yeah. No, I think I saw what. Yeah.
Adorable.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
I thought it was different. It's different.
It's so different.
Yeah.
Never would have thought of making it a show. Yeah. It's 4 episodes, dude. You could do 4 episodes.
Okay. No promises, but okay.
Oh, man. So that's all I have for anime news. There's a lot going on, but let's keep it short. And it's time to get depressed.
Yeah. Here we go.
It's going to make you think of the long lost love that never was.
Fifth grade.
Where are you, bro?
Hell no.
I know, right? Now that's the adult versions of them are just hot messes.
Yeah, no thank you. Good riddance.
So yeah, today we're going to be spoiling the fuck out of 5 centimeters per second. or what do we call it? 5 pedometers per second. Yes.
There it is.
My feet hurt so bad. So, some facts.
The story is set in Japan, mm-hmm. beginning in the early 1990s up until then, present day 2008, with each act centered on a boy named Takaki Tono. And it's 3 acts, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Each act is
sadder than
the other. But we'll jump right into it after the facts.
Yeah, yeah. Get your tissue box ready. Some facts. Yeah, it was written and directed by the master Motoko Shinkai. Released March 3rd, 2007. Runtime of 63 minutes. Quick watch. And you'll be so depressed and you won't want to do anything ever again. It's like the fastest I've ever been depressed.
Everyone's thanking us for
I know,
that
we're
one,
like,
huh?
Oh my God, why?
Right before the holidays? Thanks.
This movie won the best film at the 2007 Asia Pacific Screen Awards. And in 2010, I like this one, the Trains magazine, Trains, rated this film 45th. Out of their 100 greatest train movies.
Oh.
So
it's rated, there's, what? I gotta look more into
You're
this
like,
whole train thing.
Am I having an aneurysm right now? But yeah, apparently there's a train magazine. It's called Trains.
All right. Next episode, we're gonna be talking about this. I'm just kidding.
And yeah, and it got number 45 out of their 100 greatest train movies.
That's a pretty, it's up there in the rating. You're almost
higher than the middle.
Yeah, there it is.
So, the ratings. It has an 88% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.9 out of 10 on Anywave, a 7.5 on IMDb, and a 4 out of 5 on Anime Planet.
Cool.
And everyone said that it threw them into a sad depression and... Those who didn't get it can suck it.
Yeah.
I think it was just too mature.
I gave it a 7.9 out of 10.
Yeah, it's a good solid number.
You know, because
I agree with Anywave.
I don't want to relive heartbreaks.
It's literally what you're exposing yourself to.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And then I get mad at myself. Mensa, you know, like idiot.
Idiot.
Yeah. All right, well, let's.
Episode 1, Cherry Blossom. In 1991, Takaki Tono befriends Akari Shinohara after she transfers to his elementary school in Tokyo. They grow very close to each other due to similar interests and attitudes, such as both preferring to stay inside during recess due to their seasonal allergies, which...
Samesies
here, so... Ahead of time, I apologize. Takaki and Akari begin to refer to each other using their given name without honorifics.
So they're calling each other by their first names as opposed to their last names.
Yeah. Which is an indicator of close friendship and intimacy in Japanese culture.
I mean, I've had that at jobs.
Yeah.
They're calling me by my last name.
Yeah.
It's not the same here.
It's not the same, yeah.
Oh my God, he called me by my first name. It's kind of cute.
Yeah, it is. It is. So right after graduating from elementary school in 1994, what was I in 1994? I think I was like in the fourth or fifth grade. So just about the same
age.
Yeah,
I was going to say like first grade, second grade.
Akari moves to the nearby prefecture of Tochigi due to her parents' jobs. The two keep in contact by writing letters, but eventually begin to drift apart. When Takaki learns that his family will be moving to Kagoshima on the other side of the country the following year, in 1995, he decides to personally go see Akari for one last time, since they will be too far apart to see and visit each other once he moves.
Which is so sad.
It is, so... Imagine, your 11-year-old.
I think they were 13.
Yeah. Well, yeah, 19. Yeah, okay, well, doing the math here.
There's some strong feelings there, though.
Yeah.
Because I think I was still watching like Pokemon and Digimon at 13. Not thinking about boys. Definitely not riding trains to see them.
No. So he also writes a letter for Akari to confess his feelings for her. However, Takaki loses the letter during the journey, and a severe snowstorm delays his train for several hours. When the two finally meet late that night and share their first kiss, whoa.
It was really romantic. It was at the cherry blossom. Yeah. But it was also very symbolic because the cherry blossom tree was dead.
I hadn't bloomed yet.
Like their love.
There it is.
I'm sad.
So they, you know, they had their first kiss. And
was that a smh?
Takaki realizes they'll never be together.
It's so sad.
At that moment, yeah.
I mean, I don't want 13-year-olds to be together forever. I want them to live life and experience shit, but
it's the first heartbreak.
And our little,
you know?
Yeah, first love. It's sad.
So, this is where it kind of gets weird, but whatever. You know, they had to do what they had to do.
Nancy, they were caught in a snowstorm.
They find a shed to spend the night in due to the severe snowstorm and fell asleep after talking late into the night.
It's not like they took their clothes off to be together for warmth. They were sitting there in their school uniform with a dirty blanket around them. Not even in the front side, but behind them. You know, you could still see their laps.
So Takaki eventually departs from the train station the next morning, and the two promise to continue riding to each other. As the train rolls away, Takaki decides that the loss of his letter is not important anymore after the kiss, while Kari silently looks at her own letter addressed to Takaki, which she decided not to give him. So many dates and letters here.
It was anyway. The 90s, Nancy. Yes. There was no phones.
We
used to write letters all the time. Yeah,
fold them up and...
hopefully they make it to your friends.
There it is. Pass it down.
Through the hallways, yeah.
Pass it down.
Yeah. And then someone opens up your letter, they read it out loud, it says, I got my period, do you have a pad? And everyone laughs at you. That didn't happen to me. So, episode 2. It did not.
That was a quick one.
All so right. They both do not... they both have letters and nobody fucking hands them over to each other.
No. They're, you know...
they're too scared.
They're too scared.
They're 13.
Also, they just had their first kiss, so I'm sure they're, you know... their mind is somewhere else.
In their pants. No, they're 13. They're just sad because they're never... the reality sunk in, for sure. Opposites out of the country.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My online girlfriend. Episode 2, Cosmonaut. In 1999, Takaki is now in his third year of senior high. So he's a senior in high school? I don't know. In Tanegashima, where the Tanegashima Space Center is located. And I'm assuming that's what his parents do, because every time he moves, it has something to do with like a rocket ship or something...
yeah.
Something's going on.
It's coastal.
Is it coastal?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Kanea Sumida, a classmate of Takaki, she has loved him ever since she saw him, like, in
love
middle school.
At first sight.
Yeah, love at first sight for sure. But she doesn't have the courage to confess her feelings for him. She tries to spend time with him, and she'll, like, wait by, like, the bikes outside of school and just kind of hang out and chance to see him so they can travel home together. It's like, I have definitely, I've done this. Yeah. I've done this.
Gotta put yourself out there.
She's trying. She wants that boy. So go get a girl. However, Takaki appears ignorant to the whole situation and only treats her as a good friend. So she's been friend-zoned super hard.
Yeah.
She observes that Takaki is always writing emails on his phone and staring off into the distance. You know, he has that cool, cute, loner vibe. You know, lost in thought.
Yeah.
He's a deep guy.
He is a deep guy.
You know? He's...
since he was
13 years old. Since he was 13, he's been emo and goth. Every time he writes one of these emails, he in fact deletes it. Mm-hmm. When he's like done writing them, he doesn't have the guts to send them. So he's also having these reoccurring dreams that feature Akari.
Yeah.
His long lost love. After...
Get over it, dude.
Oh, they're just so...
I know.
It's like...
I remember those days.
Yeah. Yeah. Where you feel like, I know in my heart, it's them. Yeah. Oh, young love. We're so old, Nancy. After a failed attempt to tell Takaki her feelings, Kanea realizes that he's looking for something beyond, like far beyond, than what she can offer.
Yeah.
And decides not to say anything and stay in the friend zone forever.
Right.
And even though she believes that she will always be in love with him or some part of her will, that's as far as it's gonna go, and she cries herself to sleep.
Ugh, that's so sad.
I really, you know, at first I was not liking her because I'm like, look at this fucking conniving bitch squeezing herself in here. But by the end, by the end I was like, oh my god, that's me.
Yeah,
I've been that girl.
She didn't know.
And I felt so bad for her. I just...
Yeah. She thought she had a thing.
Yeah. Don't lead someone on. But then this fucking idiot doesn't even realize that.
Also that, you know, maybe... It's no one's fault here.
It's no one's fault.
So, episode 3, 5 centimeters per second.
Take a shot.
Yeah. 5 pedometers.
Yep.
It's now, ready for this? 2008.
The future. That's when we met.
Yeah. We met in 2008? I didn't mean in 2008.
No, 2009. Never mind.
2012.
It wasn't our 5 pedometers per second yet.
No. Here we are. Okay. So back in 2008, Takaki is a programmer in Tokyo. Meanwhile, Akari is preparing to marry another man.
Dun dun.
Thought of that one, huh? Fuck.
So soon?
It just gets sadder and
Isn't
sadder.
Isn't she young?
Well, 2008, they were probably like in their 20s.
I can't say anything. I got married in my late 20s.
So she's preparing to marry another man. Takaki still longs for Akari.
It's a connection.
It is, yeah.
He's lost the will to live. He says, I don't have any more motivation for anything.
Yeah.
He's just, depressed.
Yeah.
Been there, buddy.
Yeah. We should have said trigger warning, no?
Oh, I know. Just, I need to put the suicide hotline over on this. Fuck.
He receives a call from his current girlfriend. See, at least he has a girlfriend.
Not anymore. He does not. Well, keep reading.
I mean, you know, prior to this.
Yeah, he had a...
So he...
I think it was a 3-year relationship.
He receives a call from his current girlfriend, but does not answer. Which signifies the end of the relationship.
Yeah, you could see it in her too. Her body language, she just sinks into her chair.
Depressed, Takaki quits his job as he is unable to cope with his feelings for Akari.
Dude.
Yeah. Akari goes through a box of her old possessions and finds the letter she had written to Takaki 13 years ago in 1995.
Okay, so yeah, they're in their mid-20s. Yeah.
So Takaki finds himself in a convenience
store. What year?
Store.
I'm sorry?
This is in 1995.
Oh, the letters. Okay.
Yeah. That's when, you know, 13 years ago. But
I thought we traveled back in time. So, I was like, dear Lord.
He finds himself in a convenience store reading a magazine about the decade-long journey of the rocket launched in the second act.
Mm-hmm.
So Takaki and Akari begin a dual narration where they both recall a recent dream. In the dream, they relive their last meeting in the snow-filled Iwafune and remember the wish to someday watch the cherry blossom together again.
Where's the tissue?
I know.
Oh, it's so sad. Later, while they were walking down the same road they knew when they were children, you'll see it at the beginning of the movie, they run down. Takaki and Akari appear to pass and recognize each other at the train crossing. And it's the same place they had promised to watch the cherry blossoms together 13 years earlier. On opposite sides of the track, they both stop and begin to look back. But as a passing train cuts their view, Takaki waits for the train to pass, and it's like not just one train, it's like two or three fucking trains.
Yeah.
And it's very comedic almost. And finds that Akari is gone. And after a moment, he smiles to himself and continues to walk as the cherry blossoms stir in the train's wake. And our sad, depressing movie is over. And
63 minutes
of tears. Does anyone need a tissue?
It is a sad movie.
It's a sad movie.
Beautiful animation.
Mm-hmm. I was just reading how he worked very closely with his team of animators and everybody.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's great. It looks so realistic. Mm-hmm. Certain, like, you know, shots, you're just like, whoa.
That scene.
Am I looking into a freaking photograph?
At the beginning, yeah. That scene when they're running down the little hill and everything. Yeah. It's like, wow, that was really, it still holds up, the animation, and it's really nice. And sad. Motoko Shinkai expressed that unlike his other works, there is no fantasy or science fiction elements in this film.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he wanted to attempt to present the real world from a different perspective. He gives it a realistic view that many people struggle with, you know, time, space, people, love, heartbreak, all that we saw in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a good job.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Also, the title comes from the speed of which, like, the cherry blossom falls, with the petals being metaphorical representation of humans,
mm-hmm.
reminiscent of the slowness of life and how often people start together but slowly drift apart in their separate ways. In case you didn't get it.
Yeah.
Those of you. I saw a few comments and people, it's like, yeah, you probably haven't felt that.
Yeah, they probably never experienced it to be able to, like, really identify with the movie, but it's, you know, you relate to it.
Mm-hmm. Do not call your ex after this.
Oh, yeah.
Don't call that long lost love.
No, don't go writing letters back to fucking 1995.
But it's also sweet, like, to reminisce, like, her, how she, like, oh, I found these boxes.
Yeah, I've had those moments. And then I'm just like, what the hell is this? Garbage. Straight to the trash can.
Then it could be the exact same letter or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
You think of how it all went wrong and, like, the asshole or.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, man, that was cool. Yeah. Anyway.
I know who you're talking about. So, an 8 out of 10, 7.9 out of 10, I agree.
7.9.
I agree with these with these ratings.
Yeah.
Should we try to read a comment?
The most have been pretty funny.
This is on Rotten Tomato. This review is by Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie. And Ronnie says, an exquisite light-drenched tone poem. Jeff Shannon said, as poet of heartbreak, Shinkai could be accused of treacly mush. The voiceovers are a bit crap. Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a delicate touch with sentiment, would have receptive viewers reaching for a Kleenex.
I agree
with the dubbed English one. It's crap. I was talking about it with you earlier.
Yeah, you told me about it. And I'm okay.
Yeah, definitely watch it in Japanese. Mm-hmm. I will link it in our show notes. Matt Brunson says, so-so. And this is his face right here.
Oh, so-so.
Screenshot. And, yeah, that's everyone. Yeah, tearjerker, coming-of-age movie, you know, unrequited love, blah, blah, blah. Do cherry blossoms really fall 5 centimeters per second? Yes, Brian. No, they don't. It's a metaphor. But yeah, what were we saying next week? Another Motoko Shinkai movie. We haven't seen this one yet either. Children Who Chase Lost Voices.
All right. Well, this was a good little movie to watch. Really sad, but I liked it. And
it's pretty.
Yeah.
It's beautiful on the big screen. Don't watch it on your phones.
Yeah.
Don't watch it on your phones or your
huge
tablets.
Huge difference.
Until next week. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
Don't forget to follow us on social media at Otaku Noobs Pod on TikTok and Instagram.
Yes.
All right.
Take care, everyone.
Until next time.
Bye.
5 pedometers per second.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.